So we're continuing through our series on the Psalms and thinking about how we manage our and deal with our emotions. And one of the emotions that we often have to deal with in life, at least if your life's or anything like my life anyway, is feeling disappointed. There can be lots of small disappointments, can't there, in day-to-day life. The weather not being quite so good for the day trip that we'd planned, or the birthday present not being quite what we'd hoped for, or some long-anticipated event being cancelled. And then there can be bigger disappointments in life. The dreams of our youth that don't work out. Not getting the job we applied for. A relationship breaking down. For many of us, lockdown has involved elements of disappointment. Perhaps we've had holidays cancelled or events cancelled, occasions that can't happen. Neil and I should have been in France, this week and next, relaxing with friends. And instead, I'm sat here in my study in Derby talking to you. No offence, but I'd have rather been on holiday if I could have been. It's disappointing, but in the grand scheme of things, not that important. Hopefully we can go again next year. And instead this year, we're looking forward to visiting friends in different parts of this country. As you know, a much bigger disappointment for me this year has been the breakdown of the foster placement in April. I was really enjoying being a carer and a father figure to Ashley and James, enjoying having a larger family, but then it ended and they've moved on. That was a massive disappointment for me. My emotions have been all over the place and I'm still trying to work through the pain and the sense of loss of what could have been in that. And I've also had to process lots of questions about, well, where's God in this and how is he leading? Is it seemed so right and so part of the Psalm 68 vision? And yet it obviously was right for just to be short term. And I realised that it wasn't sustainable in the long term. But that doesn't take away the sense of disappointment. So disappointment is something that is a reality for all of us. Sometimes a minor thing, sometimes a major thing. I guess the question is, how do we deal with it in a healthy way? The context of Psalm 107 is that the people of Israel, who knew themselves to be God's chosen people, who had been led and given the promised land, who despite God being with them had experienced national humiliation and had been invaded by the Babylonians. They'd suffered 70 years of captivity and exile, and now on their return, they were experiencing a massive disappointment. They had dreamed of re-establishing the former glory of their nation. They'd dreamed of rebuilding the temple, the centre of their national life, the symbol of God's presence amongst them. But in the event, only a minority of the people returned from exile, and the new temple wasn't at all impressive. What should have been a time of rejoicing instead was a time of weeping and disappointment. In a much smaller and different way, with the COVID crisis and lockdown keeping us away from gathering in our church building, we perhaps had a small taste of being scattered and exiled. And I wonder how our return in September will feel. The building is hopefully still intact. And there will, I hope, be for some of us some joy in returning, in being able to gather together again. But it's not going to be the same. And any joy that we feel is likely to be tempered with some disappointments. The socially distanced seating, the wearing of masks, not being able to sing, not being able to have refreshments or chat very much after the service, and the ongoing uncertainty and threat of the virus. And I hope that this won't be the case, but actually we may also find that the gradual decline in church going that we've experienced over the last 70 plus years in this country and in our own parish may have been accelerated by this period of exile. And so we may experience this as another disappointment. For the Israelites, their experiences had struck at the very heart of their national life and identity, at their sense of specialness as God's chosen people. What was God up to? Why had he allowed them to be treated like this, to suffer like this? Was God content to let his name and his glory be humiliated? Surely he wanted an impressive temple and for his people to be safe and prospering. We see in the psalm a pattern emerging as the psalmist urges the Israelites to give thanks despite their circumstances and to consider the steadfast love of the Lord. The psalmist lays out four human predicaments, possibly four different ways of describing the disastrous situation that the Israelites found themselves in. So verse 4, we read of the lost, the hungry, the thirsty, and those distressed in the desert. In verse 10, we read of the misery of captivity, being prisoners, chained in irons, sat in darkness and gloom. In verse 17, we read of sinfulness, sickness, iniquity, affliction, being close to death. In verse 23, we read about doing business at sea, presumably good for the economy to go and trade with others at sea. But a stormy wind gets up. They found themselves tossed about in a massive storm. And I love this description of the psalmist. I'll quote him. He says, "The waves mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end." Goodness me, doesn't that just bring that sense of seasickness to you, that kind of the rise and fall of the swell of the sea? In describing their disastrous situation, the psalmist also describes life experiences that we encounter too. A sense of being lost in life and distressed, being caught up in difficult and bad circumstances, suffering sickness and affliction, being tossed about by the storms of life. These four predicaments are probably things that we can all identify with, and all of which can leave us with a bitter sense of disappointment. This is not how we expected life to be. This is not how we had dreamt things would be. But that's not the end of the story. There's a pattern in this psalm. There's a pattern of calamity, of crying out, of salvation, and of thanksgiving. The calamity being lost, being captive, being sick, being storm-tossed. Crying out, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, says the psalmist. Salvation, he delivered them from their distress. And thanksgiving, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love. Rather than giving in to disappointment, let's allow that to lead us not into feeling depressed and disillusioned, but instead to take up the psalmist's invitation to cry out to the Lord, to seek his salvation. And I'm sure in doing that, in crying out to the Lord and in seeking his salvation, I'm sure you will have experienced enough of life by now to know that probably won't be an immediate and easy solution to our predicaments. But rather, it's likely to include quite a bit of wandering around in desert places, feeling lost. Times of feeling imprisoned by circumstances, and often as a result of our own actions and sinfulness. Periods of disease, sickness and affliction. And times when we are in crisis, tossed about by turbulent storms. For it is only through the predicaments of life that we are able to receive and enter into the salvation that God wants to give us. Because it's these predicaments in life that bring us to the end of ourselves, that bring us to the end of our own resources, our own ability to cope, our own ability to feel okay about ourselves and life. And it's only through these predicaments that, like the psalmist, we learn to trust in the steadfast love and enduring care of the Lord our God, who, if we persevere on this path, we find isn't distant from us. He isn't different or outside of us or separate from us. We don't have to call him from afar to our aid. But actually, we find that God is at the very centre of our being, righting us when we lose our balance, directing our feet when we lose our way, meeting the deepest desires of our hearts, and so drawing us into his life of love and peace and hope, a life which never disappoints. Amen.